AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Hasan Minhaj.
Show. I'm back, baby. Listen, calm down. No, settle in. Listen. It's days like today that I remember what my old boss, John Stewart, used to say to me. Hasan, please stop name dropping me when you tell stories. I miss you, Jay Stu. We got a lot to talk about tonight, so let's get into headlines. Off with TikTok. It's the app that taught me how to make spaghetti in a washing machine, but it also gave me adult ADHD. Look at my pen. Isn't this cool? Focus. But if you work for the government, your TikTok days are numbered because the White House just announced that federal agencies have 30 days to delete TikTok from all government phones. Yeah, that's right. President Joseph R. Boner Killer thinks that China could spy on us, but that's stupid, because they use balloons now, Joseph. And you know what? China also thinks that this ban is stupid.
A Chinese official is responding to this move this morning, saying, quote, as the world's most powerful country, the U.S. needs to be more self-confident instead of being so afraid of an app loved by young people.
Okay, China? Oh, what, you trying to press me? Oh, you think America isn't self-confident? We call our national champions world champions. You understand? Listen, we call dibs on the moon. That's our moon. We invaded the wrong country and stayed there for 20 years. You think I don't have the self-confidence to just mindlessly stare at my phone? I'll do it right now, China. I'll give my soul to this thing right now, China. ADD. But seriously, do you want to know how I know that China is really playing us? China doesn't use the same TikTok. Chinese TikTok has a time limit for kids. It's capped at 40 minutes because China is smart enough to follow the fourth rule of the Ten Crack Commandments. Never get high on your own supply. But let's move on. Because Biden isn't just moving against TikTok, he's also trying to kill student debt. And today, the Supreme Court heard arguments about whether canceling student debt was legal. Now, you know this issue. There's basically two camps, right? There's one group that says, let's go clear history on everybody's student debt. Right? What do you think about that? Don't do that. Just to be clear, I'm not paying your student loan debt. I'm Hasan Minhaj. I'm not Oprah, okay? But then there's another group of Kirkland Signature dads going, hey, I had to work 30 hours a day to pay off my student debts. I got by life, and so should you, kids. And dads, I hear you. No one should be happy. But I promise you, even if student debt gets canceled, life is gonna curb stomp your kids anyway. They're already f***ed. They don't have health insurance. They're not gonna be able to buy a house. And at some point, they'll run out of clean water. So don't worry, boomers. You'll get what you always wanted. Vengeance on your own children. Now, the big story that I want to talk about is all the drama in news media. Apparently, everyone at GMA is f***ing the same guy. But these days, the most scandalous place in TV news is Fox News. Now, you're probably thinking, Fox News, oh, shit. They're still out here smashing in these streets, calling women hags. Nope. Those days are over. They're dealing with this cumbersome, ugly hardware. These are voting machines made by Dominion, who no one had ever heard of until Fox put them at the center of a mass conspiracy. Fox said Dominion stole the election with these R2-D2 looking janitor cars. And now, Dominion is suing Fox for $1.6 billion, and the lawsuit is airing out Rupert Murdoch's dirty laundry.
There is breaking news tonight involving Fox News and owner Rupert Murdoch acknowledging under oath that Fox News hosts endorsed false election fraud claims.
It's a candid admission from Fox News boss Rupert Murdoch about how his network handled Donald Trump's lie about the 2020 election. Murdoch acknowledging, quote, some of our commentators were endorsing false claims that the election was somehow stolen from former President Trump.
Explosive, newly revealed testimony in the Dominion voting systems lawsuit.
Shocking new revelations, new bombshell admissions under oath.
Oh, is it a bombshell? Is it shocking? Is it explosive? What? Fox knew the election wasn't stolen, but they said it anyways? That's not shocking. If Brian Kilmeade ever completed a Wordle, that would be shocking. Now, I'm not shocked. But I will say, I am very entertained. Because of this lawsuit, a bunch of Fox News hosts had to release their text messages. And y'all know this. Yeah. No, you know this. There's LinkedIn you. And then there's iMessage you. That's the deep, dark underbelly of who you really are. And boy, oh boy, were these iMessages good.
New court filings show that in private, Fox hosts Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity were brutally ridiculing the claims of election fraud and the people who were making them.
Top Fox hosts privately trashed the Trump legal team for lying. As Tucker Carlson texted Laura Ingraham, Sidney Powell is lying. It's insane. Ingraham responded, Sidney is a complete nut.
Tucker Carlson referred to Donald Trump as a demonic force.
The private mockery also targeted Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Sean Hannity wrote Giuliani is acting like an insane person, while Ingraham remarked, such an idiot.
Oh my God. Do you realize what this means? These people are secretly sane. They also don't respect anyone they have on their show. These guys are texting each other all day about how bullshit Fox News is. Their group chat is basically MSNBC. But out of everything we learned about Fox News, there was one text that came out in Discovery that truly freaked me out. It's when Tucker Carlson said Fox News had to be more supportive of Donald Trump's election claims.
Tucker Carlson wrote his producer, Alex Pfeiffer, do the executives understand how much credibility and trust we've lost with our audience? We're playing with fire, for real. An alternative like Newsmax could be devastating to us.
Do you understand what he's saying here? He's saying, if I don't say this bullshit, my viewers will leave me. This whole time, we thought Fox News was manipulating its viewers. But it turns out the viewers were manipulating Fox News. So, just think of it like this, okay? Tucker Carlson is a moral vacuum, a hole, if you will, who glorifies election deniers. So, a glory hole. And his viewers expect him to please them with his mouth. And he's constantly terrified that they'll find a new, more satisfying glory hole. And that's why Tucker Carlson will never stop sucking. For more on these revealing texts, we turn to a man I've known for years, my good friend Michael Costa, my dude. Michael, what's happening, man? So great to see you, Michael Costa. Now, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
These text messages, they're devastating for Fox, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're so embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, being caught texting with your coworkers, how humiliating, you know? What kind of losers have friends at work?
I thought we were friends.
And that's what's especially embarrassing for these hosts, is that they could have avoided all this just by not giving their phones to the court. The court won't know about your embarrassing texts if you don't give them your texts. Duh.
No, they didn't give them their texts. They were forced to turn them over with a subpoena.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Michael, a court can force you to hand over your text messages.
No. Texts are private.
No, they're not. You can get them through a legal process called... Oh, my God, let's focus. Listen, let me ask you this. Do you think this lawsuit will finally end the election fraud claims once and for all?
I guess it depends. Well, so wait. You're telling me that if...
Oh, my God.
If somebody, hypothetically, was running a slip-and-fall insurance scam with my grandma and her roommate at the nursing home...
What?
A court could get those text messages?
Yeah, easily, Michael. That would be very incriminating, too.
Okay, well, the blue bubbles, but not the green, right? Because...
What?
Because Beatrice is on Android, and it's just too set in her ways to switch.
They can get every kind of bubble, Michael. What are you? Are you my dad? Let's focus on Fox News. Listen.
Jesus Christ.
What's happening right now is an existential crisis. Financial loss is one thing, but the integrity of journalism and news...
Jesus.
What are you doing?
I'm just clearing some space off my phone. I mean, Jesus Christ, I have a lot of text.
Dude, deleting text is not going to work. It's not going to help anything. A court can still find them in the cloud.
Well yeah, but not if it's password protected. It's password protected.
Yeah, is your password 1111?
Oh, my God. They're going to know everything. And they're going to flip Beatrice for sure. Nana, you have to smother Beatrice. Do it with the pillow that says, bless this mess.
Hasan, are you live texting a murder plan?
No, Hasan, I'm not stupid. I'm emailing her. It's a totally different
app.
They can
still do that. It's the same thing.
Okay,
oh, my God.
Okay, I got it. Watch this. Boom.
Oh, my
Boom.
God.
All right. There. Good luck nabbing me now, federales, okay? Talk to my lawyer, Poland Spring. Hey, would you mind calling me an Uber?
What's your address?
Panama.
Michael Costa, everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to Panama. Any address.
All right, when we come back, I'm going full hater on tech. Don't go away.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. If you're like me, your life is both owned and ruined by technology. So I went to talk to someone about how to break free from it all.
Even though I've made a career of standing in front of screens and flailing my arms, I have a secret to tell all of you. I hate technology. Every new gizmo and gadget claims to be highly useful and easy to use. But if that were true, then why are we so frustrated by technology all the goddamn time? I decided to sit down with Marques Brownlee, aka MKBHD, who's been heralded as the greatest tech reviewer on planet Earth, bringing us endless videos of the newest high-tech piece of shit. But could he convince me to join his technomania cult?
Marques, you are like the Kim Kardashian of technology. What you say moves product, and you do have a lot of junk in your trunk to review.
Has that been said? Or are you just...
That's the metaphor. I'm proposing that.
I like that.
You have dedicated your life to reviewing technology. Why?
There's a quote you've probably heard. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. If you have a certain expectation and the tech actually gives you that output you expect, like that working, I love that.
And when it doesn't work, what does it feel
like? Incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, to me it feels like an abomination to society.
It's rough.
Yeah. Here's my problem. My brain is melting right now because I have to juggle 100 apps just to communicate with 8 people. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, there were 3 ways to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Call me if you're confident. Text me if you're shy. Email me if you're smart. Now, it's 100 apps. iMessage, Friends, Android, annoying friends, Signal, pretentious college friends, WhatsApp, annoying family members, Instagram DMs, horny randos, Twitter DMs, angry political randos, Evite, psychos, paperless posts, liberal psychos. That's just messaging, Marques.
Yeah, so you do have the option to not try any of the things you don't want.
Until I go to a restaurant, you go, hey, can I get a menu?
Yeah.
And they go, oh yeah, just scan the QR code. And I go, no, I went to this restaurant to avoid being on my phone. And then they're like, oh, you have to also pay through your phone. In order to do that, you have to create a username and password.
Oh, okay, so.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just made this, I'll have the tuna melt, 6 steps harder.
There's a Goldilocks zone of like going a little bit into tech and seeing real benefit before going too far. But we gotta try a whole bunch of bad ideas before we find one or two cool things Hassan might like.
Marques wanted to prove to me that tech could be useful and user-friendly by doing what he's known for, a product demo. Secretly, I suspected it would turn into an episode of This Shit Doesn't Work. These new tech-enhanced products were a smart toothbrush, smart hover shoes, and a smart printer. And of course, all of these were supposed to be as easy as 1, 2, 3.
All right. Let's see.
Lean slightly forward to move forward, slightly backward to go backwards, and step off to get off.
Okay.
Smart toothbrush. It's got a ton of sensors, and it might be able to shed some light on something you can do better.
All right. Let's see how easy it is.
Sure.
Look at that. A sticker reminding you how easy it is.
Just going to plug it in right here?
Yep.
Right? All right. This is it?
Yeah.
All right. Back to the future.
I can't believe there's no straps.
Okay. It says twist me.
Yeah.
Where do you open it?
Somewhere around here. There we go. Okay. There's a tab.
You know, because the sticker says effortless.
Wait.
Why is it going to... Why is it possessed?
Shit. Now connect this to your app, okay. Right?
Right.
App Store app?
The problem is I just don't want my dentist to have even more info about me.
Why not?
Because I haven't been brushing the full happy birthday.
Oh, sorry. It says, do not turn the power off until the initialization is complete. This takes about 6 minutes.
So you're just going to sit here for 6 minutes.
Where do I apply? So if I apply, then...
Yeah. So we have to make an account. We do have to type a Wi-Fi password. There's your keyboard. So you gotta type. By the way, there's capitals.
Marques! I have to switch between uppercase and lowercase.
And then down.
You know relationships end because of stuff like
that one. Oh, I'll set up my own account.
You're gonna use your full government name?
Yeah, I'm gonna do exactly what it asked me to. I cook by the book, man.
Idiot.
I give it a password. And then you just straighten your feet. How do you feel?
I feel like a baby giraffe.
Oh, I have to connect with Wi-Fi as well.
Yeah, you want a password again?
Yeah, can you send it to me?
Unable to register user. Please try.
This is what I'm saying! Try again. What does it say now?
Doesn't work.
You know what, man? How do I get off? It's not your thing, it's my thing, bro.
Oh, you don't have...
Please try one more time. Third time.
This shit doesn't work. Login failed.
Login failed!
And where?
What is the print?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have our final product, shall we?
I mean...
This shit doesn't work! It doesn't work!
It didn't work.
I felt like I had just proved to Marquez that his entire life was a lie. But he had a slightly different perspective.
The goal of tech is really to just work every time and be as easy as possible.
Yeah.
So I would just say to have patience with the things that don't work yet, because maybe they will soon.
But printers are just a lot.
Printers are doomed.
So maybe the way to fix shitty modern technology is by becoming more patient and understanding users.
Ah! Ah! Why can't you work?
Ah! Here's an app. Open can.
Close, you can. Close. This shit doesn't work! Marquez. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, Rebel Wilson will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an actor you may know from Bridesmaids and Pitch Perfect. She's here to talk about the new dating app she recently launched called Fluid. Please welcome Rebel Wilson.
Yes, I'm spreading fluid across America.
They love you, Rebel.
Hi, guys.
That's amazing. You should do a guest host week.
Oh, I don't know whether I could do what you do. Sometimes I've done hosting gigs, and they terrify me. Like, because I hosted the British Academy Awards, the BAFTAs, and it was terrifying.
Is it because British actors take themselves very seriously?
Yeah. Like, I made a joke about a male actor, and then his wife came up to me and is like, you know he's married, right? And I'm like, yeah. I wasn't, like, trying to get with him or anything. I was just, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, well, yeah. So it's very hard to host.
Well,
but yeah. It's, I'm glad you're hosting
this. Thank you.
I get to sit
speaking
here.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Speaking of getting with people, you recently got engaged.
Yes, I did.
Congratulations. Yes. You got engaged at Disneyland.
Yes, I got engaged in Disneyland, the happiest proposal place on earth. Yeah, so basically, like, it's not like I'm obsessed with Disneyland. It's
are
just,
you?
I go there every weekend.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Like, every important holiday and every important life event. So I did actually get to sleep inside Disneyland for my 40th birthday. So I got to sleep overnight. And I got those little, like, disability scooters and went around just by myself. Around.
Why sleep in an empty theme park? That's like a horror movie.
No, it was really fun. It was really fun. And then I tried to break into the churros thing, and then I couldn't get that many, but it was fun. Yeah.
There's, you know, but were the rides open overnight or?
No, they shut them eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's this whole thing with Disney adults. You know this,
maybe
right?
I'm one of them.
No!
Did you know this? There's actually gangs at Disneyland. There are, like, these gangs of adults that have, like, cool names, like the White Rabbits or Children of Thanos, Coco Locos. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, they have all these gangs, and sometimes they wear matching vests.
Yeah.
And they walk around and, like, do gang stuff inside Disneyland.
Wait, there's, like, an initiation where you have to, like, stab Goofy or something?
It was actually, one of the initiations was you had to steal the apple from the Snow White ride, and the apple kept getting stolen so many times that they had to make it a hologram, not a physical apple anymore. But don't ask me how I know about Disneyland gangs, because I will not say.
Yeah. But it's not like you're wearing gang colors right now at all.
No.
Right.
But I will say, I did get banned from Disneyland for 30 days. Because I took a photo in a secret bathroom inside Disneyland, which is illegal at Disneyland, and I got officially banned for 30 days. But they called me up and said, Rebel, what 30 days do you not want to come to Disneyland because you're away filming a movie or something? And I said, oh, June would be fine. So it was
that's how I know you're a celebrity. Yeah. Like, Disneyland has Met Gala rules where they're like, no photos here. And then you break it, and then they're like, look, we have to punish you, but looking at your Google calendar, what month works for you?
Yeah, I know,
Do you, as a Disney adult, do you have beef with Quidditch adults? Because there's adults that play in Quidditch leagues.
Do they?
Yeah. You're laughing at them?
I like Harry Potter as well.
You're like,
Yeah, oh my God, hot dorks. No, I don't have beef with everyone. I'm just like spreading love and, you know.
That's Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
I haven't done it yet, but I heard there is this like Disney Illuminati. It's called Club 33.
Yeah, I know about this.
So.
Yeah. Because I'm in it, okay?
This is a private conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
What
you're not
there?
Supposed to say you're in it.
Uh-huh.
You're not supposed to reveal other celebrities who are in it or other members, but yeah, I am in it. And we do secret cool shit together. Like, sometimes we go into Disneyland at 5 a.m. in the morning. Just run around. Okay. Do stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Yeah. I have a secret gathering this weekend in Palm Springs.
Uh-huh.
Because Walt Disney used to go there to find inspiration.
I don't know if you're f***ing me right now.
No,
I don't know what to believe, but I love it.
Sometimes I say things and it sounds like jokes, but it's totally real.
But it's totally real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go on a Reddit deep dive and confirm or deny. I want to talk to you about this amazing dating app you have called Fluid.
Thank you. It's new. Like, none of the other dating apps have thought of this. And I was like, well, I thought of it, so trademark that shit. It's called Fluid. And basically, when I wasn't so lucky in love. I was kind of like a late bloomer. And when you joined a dating app, which I did, this one called Raya, and you had to, like, tick... You had to label yourself and then label what you were interested in.
Okay.
And to me, I kind of felt really weird to like tick a box and say, yes, I'm that.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to create a dating app where you don't have to like label yourself. So it's love without labels. And to me, it's really important because I think sexuality is, yeah, so much more nuanced and complex than just like labeling yourself and like you're a can of food or something. And so I wish that Fluid was an app that was available like 5 years ago, because uh-huh. that would have really helped me a lot.
I was pre-dating apps.
I'm okay, like, so you've never been on one?
Never been. I'm MS-DOS. Oh, I'm like
so
Windows 95. Old school chivalry. My move was in college with my wife. I basically just went to the registrar's office and then took all the classes she was taking.
Oh, that's, yeah,
until
that's
she broke up with her boyfriend.
And
Yeah, I was laying back in the cut. You have to respect how long I held my plank, because I was pre-med for 2 years. Okay?
Right.
And I should not be pre-med. I should not.
Just wait, when you say plank, what do you mean?
I'm like you know, when you're like exercising, they're like, hold the plank.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
Maybe
okay.
That's just at Barry's boot camp that I go to.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
But the question that I had was, how do you initiate conversation?
That's a good question.
App.
Yeah, because people are going to be going on Fluid, they're going to be matching, and then they're like, oh, what do I do? What do I say?
How do you start?
I do.
Yeah. Introduction.
Koala emoji.
Just put koala emoji.
Bang. Like you match with someone, send them a koala emoji. It could mean multiple things. I mean, maybe it particularly worked for me because I'm Australian.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's interesting what some people just do, like a wave emoji or mm-hmm. something. Like not even just a sentence, just an emoji.
Well,
I was like, what are you supposed to write back when someone does the hey?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's
well,
hard.
The hey is kind of just like, do you take it as, is that too much?
No, like, what
are you
would
like,
be
oh, they're waving me down,
much?
Like, hey, can we?
What would be too much is like calling you babe in like the first message.
Okay.
You don't get to babe until like you've been on like 5 dates at least, I think.
Yeah, babe is a lot.
Yeah,
that's
or like
lot.
Just saying, what about we meet at Starbucks at 11 a.m.? Like, you know,
But what's wrong, wait, what's wrong with that?
Because you wouldn't walk up to somebody in a bar.
But that wouldn't be
your opening line. You've got to have a bit of banter.
Okay,
So what I recommend to people is, to do a little bit of banter and then get down to business about when and where you're going to meet up. In a public place for safety, always.
Like, right.
I did one experiment called the Year of Love in 2019 where I went out with everybody who asked me out. As an experiment.
Whoa.
So I got
How is
real
that not a
good
movie?
At dating. Oh, it should be.
It should be a movie.
Yeah, I think
you
I
just yes-anded everyone. That's
yes.
like the craziest improv class.
Yeah, everybody who said yes, unless they were in a federal prison,
okay.
I went out with. That was the one caveat.
Uh-huh.
And so I did get really good at dating because I felt like in my 20s I was studying and working, so I didn't really date much, so I had no experience. So I spent 1 year really focusing on dating. But I would just say banter it up and like, yeah, and then set up a meeting in a public place.
Okay.
Safety.
Can I ask you about that opening hey?
Okay.
Do you go capital H-E-Y? Do you go, this is serious.
That's shouting.
What?
Yeah, if you capitalize it.
What
that's
about?
Like saying, hey!
No.
And you could come off as aggressive.
No, Rebel. All caps, capital H, capital E, capital Y, exclamation point. That's hey!
Is it?
But it's more like, hey.
Yeah, you want to do like more like a Hamilton hey, which is like, hey. You know, in that song,
oh,
hey.
You're so cool.
Hey. Like, and just be,
you know what
so
I realized?
I would do lowercase.
When you text, do you use punctuation? Do you capital H-E-Y? Or do you do all lowercase? Are you like, hey.
I do punctuation. Maybe it's because I'm a law school graduate.
Yeah, me too. But I didn't know that's corny now. Like
no,
now, it's all ironic detachment. It's
I think
all
that's
like,
a sign of good education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I like that.
I don't feel bad about that.
Just some punctuation.
I wanted to ask you, what is an instant red flag for a dating profile?
Okay, there's some things. A man holding a fish.
Why?
No deal.
Wait, he loves nature.
No, something weird about it. Also, girl on a horse? No.
Okay.
Horse girls?
Okay.
They're a bit
what about Machu Picchu? What about Machu Picchu guy? I have a lot of guy friends that are like sunglasses, Machu Picchu.
Oh, what is
it's
Machu Picchu?
It's in Peru. It's like a...
Oh, yeah. When they're near the pyramids or something.
It's kind of like, it's not the pyramid, that's in Egypt, but it is like a civilization built into a mountain, but they'll be like at the top of it and they're just like, I'm Mike, you know, and it's just like sunglasses.
Like they're saying they've climbed this and they might climb you.
I think what they're, well, okay.
Is that?
I thought it
that is, could be hot, that could be hot to
I
some
think it
people.
Was more like, I'm like well-traveled and
oh,
I'm
yeah.
interesting.
Oh, but, okay, but, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you can read lots of things. I mean, I definitely, when I was on the apps, I would look at people's photos and try to like work out things about them and, you know, if I thought they were like cool.
Really?
Or not. Yeah, yeah. But okay. Sometimes you can never tell and some of them do have a criminal record.
How many criminals have you dated?
A couple.
Oh my God.
I do have the number of the FBI.
What?
Because they volunteered to check people out for me. Yeah.
Okay, we're putting, okay, Fluid the app here. But, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
You have the FBI?
I don't know whether they do this for all actors, uh-huh. but they're like, oh, you know, if you ever want to background check somebody, uh-huh. You let us know their name and their number. And so I did. Turns out that guy had an assault charge from Chicago.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, and then I said, how bad is that? Because he was quite hot. And then they go, oh, well, I wouldn't let my daughter date him. Uh-huh. So I said, okay, and I ended it. So the FBI has really helped me.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm saying. I do love the FBI.
The peaks and valleys of that story is kind of like Machu Picchu.
Okay.
Obviously, you founded this amazing app, and...
Not many females in tech.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me get in
there. It's an amazing accomplishment. How do you think this app would have changed your life 5 years ago?
I think it would have... I was someone who, like, I was kind of dating guys, but I didn't think I was 100% straight. But I grew up in a very conservative Christian background, and so I never quite explored that area. Whereas the cool thing with Fluid is, like, you know, maybe a woman would have popped up and I would have been like, oh, yeah, and there's no judgments to, like, chat to someone on Fluid, and so you could, and you would have just chatted to them and maybe I would have, like, got to know somebody quicker. Yeah, so I kind of wish it was around earlier, and that's why I wanted to make it and put it out there and have it be a free app that people could download, and hopefully it'll help lots of people find love. And you could be, like, totally straight on it. You could be gay. You could be, like, in any of, like, the intersectional queerness that's out there and find love on this. And it actually just it widens the dating pool. And sure, some people you won't be interested in, and then the algorithm will learn not to send you too many of those people, but they might show you a wild card. It's like when you're shopping for, like, a cheesecake, uh-huh. and you might not know what flavor you want until you see it in front of you.
Right.
And then, yeah, and then you see, like, and you're like, oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's tasty.
Everyone, please be sure to check out the Fluid dating app. Rebel Wilson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is really great. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. But we'll be right back after this. Rebel Wilson!
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting Vituity Cares. They're an organization that fights health inequality by caring for our most vulnerable communities. If you want to support their work, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.